Just want to extend our warmest welcome to each and every one of you.
那我们再一次就很热烈地欢迎我们来到当中的每一位。
Yeah, those in person as well as those on Zoom.
那不论是实体来到我们当中的，或者是在线上的。
Yeah, I think I really thank God for. I think just now Pastor Albert said this message.
那谢谢天父了。那刚才 Albert 牧师说是一个信息。
Well, in a way, it's a message.
那确实，某个角度来看是一个信息。In
a way, it's also related to the theme that I've been preaching on. May Thy Kingdom come.
那今天的信息也跟过去我的这个讲到的主题"愿你的国度降临"是有关联的。Yeah,
but it is actually my testimony.
但是今天我想和大家分享我的见证。
Yeah, but I think last Sunday I was talking to Stephen and Fiona's daughter Hannah.
那上个星期,
oh no, it was Grace. I think it was Grace. Yeah, I think Ador's daughter.
那上个星期呢，我就和小Grace，就是阿多的女儿聊起来。
Yeah, I still have a problem distinguishing Grace and Hannah. It's about the same age, and sometimes with the mask on, you cannot really tell.
小朋友还在尝试认得他们，因为有些时候他们戴口罩就会认错。
So I asked Grace, how old do you think I am?
那我就 问 Grace, 你觉得我几岁啊?
And she said 40.
那她就说40岁。
And I was so happy.
然后我就非常的开心。
I'm not so sure. I think very few people here can compete with me in terms of age. I won't tell.
那我相信我们在座的可能都比我年轻。Yeah,
so I think I'm among you one of the oldest.
那可能在我们当中来说，我是算是年长的了。Yeah,
so I think speaking of testimony, I think it's just wow, so long.
那如果去想见证的话，那确实会很长喽。
I think there's another reason why it is really a challenge. Yeah.
还有另外一个原因，可能对我来说这个是一个挑战。
Yeah, so today is by the Lord's grace, I hope that I can share my life story, and I hope that it may be an encouragement to you.
所以今天靠着天父的帮助，希望我和大家分享我生命的这个故事啦，那可以。 去见证神，去帮助到大家。Yeah,
I cannot promise that it will be very coherent since it's 60 years.
那因为也是60年了，所以我也不知道能不能分享的连贯。I
think, I think sometimes we really have to count from the day that we were born.
有些时候我们要从我们出生的那一天开始去想起。Yeah,
I think the grace of God is just simply, just like the sun outside, it shines on everyone. The good and the evil, as the scripture tells us.
那因为神的恩典就好像圣经所说的，好像阳光一样去照在义人，也照在恶人的身上。And
sometimes we are forgetful to be grateful to actually what God, whether it is the sunshine or whether it is the rain, He has blessed each and every one of us.
那好多时候，如果我们不留意呢，可能会变成一个。 不感恩的人呢，就忽略了，其实神在我们生命当中好多的眷顾，不论是我们生命上的需要啊，阳光、雨水啊，空气等等。Okay,
but before we begin, let's quiet down once again and just focus our hearts to God.
那我们开始之前，我们再一次用祷告来安静我们的心，来专注在神身上。Our
Heavenly Father, our God Yahweh.
我们的天父，我们的神Yahweh。
Yeah, indeed, your blessing and your grace are abundant.
确实，你的恩典还有你的祝福是丰丰富富的。And
in our experiences, indeed, it is shallowed.
确实，我们对你的认识是肤浅的。Superficial. 是不足够的。And
even if you were to give us 1,000 years, we may not even appreciate the depth of your love for each and every one of us.
纵然，假若你给我们每一个人有1,000年去活，或许我们都不能够全部的明白你对我们每一个人那么深的爱。And
we are thankful that you are going to give us more than 1,000 years.
但是我们向你感恩，因为在你的心意里面，你要给我们多过一千年。
Because you have prepared eternity for man.
因为你为世人都预备了永生。
Indeed, as we pray that may your kingdom come, we really pray that it will come in our lives and also it will come, yeah, to the whole world.
所以当我们去明白愿你的国度降临，也去祷告去求你的国度来临的时候，我们求你的国度首先来到我们生命当中，也盼望有一天可以去到世人的生命里。
Yeah, I commit myself and pray that by your grace, that I may share your goodness in my life and through my life, and pray that indeed it will be encouragement and inspiration, so that, yeah, even as you bless one person, that it is your desire to bless all.
亲爱的天父，靠着你的恩典，求你帮助我今天能够向大家分享你在我生命中的奇妙的工作。因为知道你去眷顾一个人的时候，也是显明你是如此愿意去恩待每一个人。
We thank you.
我们向你献上感恩。
May go all glory and praise be to you.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so you can see that I think with the translation, I only have about half an hour to share my life.
那所以有中文翻译的缘故呢，所以这个信息本身只有30分钟。
And not that my life is very anything worth sharing.
当然我不是说我的生命很出众，可以有好多东西分享。
I think it's what God has done in a person's life that is worth sharing.
但是我觉得值得分享的就是唯有是神在一个人生命中的工作这些是值得分享的。
But I have a challenge.
但是我有一个对我来说有一个困难。
My challenge is that I don't remember.
那我的困难就是我的记忆记不清。
Now, what you don't remember, how can you share?
那如果你记不清这些的事情，那你怎么分享呢？
I don't think that any of us here have the same problem as I.
那我觉得可能你们当中没有像我这样的一个问题。
Yeah, yeah. So, how do I start?
那我是怎么开始呢？
Well, yeah, it's very difficult because you guys, you can see, I did not prepare. I do not have a piece of paper in front of me because I really have a difficulty remembering.
那我今天就没有预备一个奖章了，因为确实我有困难去回忆。
But anyway, I think, we will try to focus ourselves with a passage in the Psalms. Let's turn to Psalm 127.
那首先让我们用一段的圣经来帮助我们专注，让我们打开诗篇的127篇。
Yeah, 127, 127.
诗篇127篇。
Okay, so I think I'll just focus in the first part of the psalm. I'll read for you verse 1 and verse 2.
那我会为大家读127篇的第一节和第二节。
Unless Yahweh builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless Yahweh guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he gives his beloved sleep.
诗篇的127篇一到二节，若不是亚伟建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是亚伟看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安息，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有亚伟所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
Yeah, so I think there's also another interpretation of verse 2. It is that Yahweh gives his beloved in his sleep.
那有另外对第二节有另外一样的翻译了，就是亚伟所亲爱的，他必在他睡觉的时候赐给他。
I think that is true even on a physical level. 那其实在肉身上面来说，这个也是真实的。Yeah, when you are sleeping, your body is repairing the cells.
因为当你睡觉的时候，你的身体呢，其实在修复这些不同的部分。I
think just now that Pastor Grace talked about, you know, there are just so many distractions. So it is during your sleep, you have dreams, and then those dreams are actually trying to consolidate our experiences.
那刚才 Pastor Grace 也说到，我们生活中有好多不同的使我们分心的事情。那其实我们在睡眠当中呢，做梦呢，其实就是大脑在整理啊，在帮助我们去清理这些的事情。Yeah,
but my brain is a different brain.
但是我本身的这个脑袋呢，就是有一些不同。So
the way in consolidate things is probably different from the way you consolidate things.
那可能我的脑去整理这些的记忆，可能跟你的脑去整理是不同的。So
I think I'm keeping you in suspense.
所以我就其实在吊大家胃口，要听听究竟是什么事情。Yeah,
but anyway, I think just going back to this matter of experience.
不过关于经历神，
I think you can see that in this poster, there's a lot of E there, okay?
那学校这张海报就有好多的这个字母 E.
Yeah, for those of you who might not started with my preaching, I've been preaching borrowing from the every consonant of this Belvedere.
那之前我的讲道系列就借用这个海报里面的字母啦，特别是这些的母音。
So I don't want to miss out on the vowel. The E is also very, very important.
所以这个海报里面的E啊，这个元音呢，也是很重要。So
I think just now, I think Yogi was asking, what is this? He said Christianity.
那刚才Yogi就说，这个教会是什么呀？然后我就说是基督教。Yeah,
but I think we are not here to pursue a certain religion.
但是我们不是在这里去追求某种的宗教。We
are actually trying, we're here to meet, in that sense, to experience and to encounter the living God.
那其实我们来到教会所追求的就是去经历，还有去遇见这个永活的神。So
coming back to my brain.
那谈到我的脑袋。So,
as I said, it's going to be very, very fussy.
那我的记忆是比较模糊的。
Because I to me is fussy.
因为确实我认真回想，确实是模糊的。
And I will try to give you as accurate a picture as possible.
那当然我会尽我的力量去和大家分享，就是我能够记得的。
So when I was at the age of Lydia, a little bit older, maybe 2 years older.
那我好像以真的年纪可能比他大一两岁。I
had an accident that I don't remember.
那我就出了一个意外，是我记不得的一个意外。And
so much so that my family did not talk about it.
那其实我的家人也没有告诉我曾经发生过这个。We
did never, we never talk about it.
那他们也没有讲起过。But
I have a little bit of memory.
但是我依稀的记得一点点。
I have a little bit of suspicion.
那我也曾经怀疑过,
whether there's something wrong with my head.
那我的头是不是曾经发生什么事情?
So about 5 years ago, I confirmed with my mom.
所以直到5年前呢, 我才从我母亲那里证实。
I said, did I have an accident?
那我就问她, 我是不是曾经有过一个意外呢?
Imagine, she has to remember what happened so long ago.
那我的母亲就要也是要回想那么多年前发生的事情。
But her memory must be better than I because I don't have the same head as she does.
那她的记忆就还比我还好啦，因为头的情况不同。
And she said, yes, you did.
那她就说确实你曾经发生过一个意外。
But she wasn't there.
但是她不在场。
The accident was caused by my brother.
那这个意外的原因就是因着我的哥哥。
My brother took me out.
那我的哥哥就带我出去,
and went to this place in Hong Kong called Lai Yun as an amusement park.
那他就带我去到这个香港的一个游乐场叫丽园,
and according to them, he came back with me wrapping my head with bandages.
那我妈妈就记得，当哥哥带我回来的时候呢，那我头上就多了很多的绷带。
And last night I was talking to my sister.
那昨天我就找了我的妹妹姐姐。
My older sister.
姐姐。
And she said a different story.
那她就告诉我另外一个故事。
Well, similar, but yeah, you did have an accident.
那她就说啊，确实你有一个意外。
And you came back with a hole on your head.
那你回来的时候就头上就多了一个洞。
Now, but I can verify that today, I can feel my skull that it is not complete. There's definitely cracks in there.
那我摸一摸头呢，确实头颅有个地方是有洞的。
Now, I think why I said this is that you can see that, that this is,You can say that it was not a functional family.
所以你可以看到我的家庭呢，那可能这个功能还不是太完全。
We didn't share things.
那我们没有很坦诚的分享。
But I would have to say that my parents had gone through a lot of suffering.
但是我想说的就是我的父母亲，他们确实经历过很多的苦难。
They came out of China.
那他们从中国出来
stowaway, that means it's secretly.
那他们就很秘密的这样出来。
I think they have to get on some kind of a boat. They have to go from Macau and then Macau to Hong Kong.
那他们就要偷偷的搭船去澳门，然后从澳门再去到香港。
To make a livelihood in a new place is just simply very, very difficult.
那一个去到全新的地方，要开始去去养活一个家庭，确实是困难的。
And I had a large family. I'm the eighth of the family.
那我自己的家庭是很多人的，我是第八个。
And the sister above me, she named her name called Chuk Oi.
那我的姐姐，她的名字就家人就给她取叫
Enough Love.
足爱。
Yeah.So that means that this is the last one. We don't want anymore.
那意思就是说，已经够了，够多孩子了，就不要再有了。
But in those days, unfortunately, there's no birth control. So I was the next one, and then I have another younger brother.
但是当时候的年代就没有这个计划生育的一些措施了。那所以我就出生了，还有我的弟弟。
Now, why I share all this is that it is important because.I think it's true that we are living in a very, very, to say the least, a very sinful world, very sinful world.
那为什么要分享这些的细节呢？因为其实我们住的这个环境呢，这个世界其实是充满罪的。
A world where perhaps very few people know God. My parents did not.
那好多人都不认识神，那我的父母也不认识。
So in other words, you simply have to struggle in life without God and not knowing what is the right decision.
那所以在他们要过他们的人生啊，就要自己去挣扎啊，去分辨啊，什么是要做什么样的选择。
Because just now we're talking about building a house.
刚才我们读到这个建造房屋。
It's not just a house that is important. Of course, it's a home, a family that is more important.
所以其实这个建造房屋本身不是一件重要的事，更重要的是如何建造一个家庭你的家人。
And so you can see that my parents left the older children in China.
所以我的父母亲呢，他们当时候逃出来，就要把他们最年长的一些的孩子留在中国。
You cannot parent your children's.Today maybe you can, but in those days, very difficult with no internet. They're trying to parent the children back in China.
Okay. Yeah. 那他们到了香港之后，就非常难的去教育他们在中国的儿女了。
To send money back home.
那他们就要寄钱回家。
I remember accompanying my mom to go to because my parents have very little education, so they.My mom does not know how to write.
那我的父母亲他们没有什么样的教育了，那我妈妈就不知道怎么写字。
And my dad is very frustrated. You know, is My dad knows how to write, but she does. He really cannot cope.
那我的父亲是懂得写字的, 但是也, 很难去做。
So in those days, you can go to someone to help you to write a letter.
那在当时呢, 就有一些的人专门是帮你写信的。
Yeah, so I remember accompanying my mom to one of those that help you to write a letter.
所以当时我就记得我曾经跟我妈妈去 跟他一起去找一个帮他写信的人。
And so you can see that my mom have to look after all these children, one over there in China, one in like we were young in Hong Kong.
那所以也可以想象当时我的父母亲就要照顾不单单在香港的儿女，还要照顾在中国的儿女。
Plus the fact that she somehow developed a cyst under her tongue.
而当时候她有一些健康上的问题，就是舌头下面有一个水肿。
Yeah, and so you can see that little things can really depress you.
而这些的小事情呢，也可能会使到一个人很悲观。
Yeah, so I think we can understand parents tend to pass on their feelings to their children.
那可想而知，有些时候父母亲啊，就将自己的情绪啊，这些情感就灌输给自己的儿女了。
So take care of yourself, because whatever you do, even you don't say anything, you will that your children can feel it.
所以大家也要小心了，很多时候纵然你不说话，那可能你的情绪呢，也会影响到你的孩子们。
Now coming back to my head, okay?
那再谈回我的头这部分。
I'm thankful that I don't remember, because I don't know whether it's good to remember.
那我很感恩，那我就记不得了。那或许这也是一个祝福，我想不起来。
I remember that my brother felt very guilty.
但是我还记得我的哥哥是觉得很内疚的。
And she wants to put my brain back together.
那她很想帮我的头能够把它修好。And
so what does he do?
所以他做了什么呢?
He used a ruler.
那他就用一把尺。He
wants me to memorize.
那他就要教我记得住事情。
In Hong Kong, you know, in grade one, you recite those 早晨, those three words lessons.
哦，在香港学校的时候呢， 那老师就会教这些小朋友们读这个三字经。
Yeah, so you go to school, you greet your teacher.
那在学校的时候，你去上学就要向老师去问好。
And so I have to put my hand like this, and he would hit my knuckles.
那可能当时候老师就
No, my brother.
Oh, okay. 当时候我哥哥就会用尺去打我的手。
Now, well, yeah, I think, and coming back to my mom having all these things that she has to cope with, she threatened to kill herself.
当时我母亲啊，就这些的不顺利啊，就觉得很悲伤了。那她也曾经尝试过自杀。
And yeah, and I was talking to my mom only recently. You know, she told me that it's only when you cry, don't kill yourself. If you kill yourself, what will happen to us?
那当时她没有真的去做，原因就是。 比如说我啊，就哭着求他，如果你真的杀了自己，那我们怎么办？
Well, yeah, that means that I think, yeah, that's why I said that really, the question is that you ask is that why does God allow all these things to happen to a little child?
那所以有些人或许会问，那为什么神会容许这些悲惨的事情发生到一个小孩子身上呢？
Well, but I think I can say that if I live my life again, I would go through the same thing again.
但是我自己是这样看的，如果我还有选择，那再活一次我的儿童期，那我也还会这样子去选择去活。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because I remember this is the first time in my whole life that I experienced God.
那原因就是这个因着如此呢，那我可以有一次第一次的去经历到神。
As it were a spark, it is a little spark was given to a little child.
那当时候就是好像一个很些微的火花就给了一个小朋友。
And it was this spark that becomes a fire like when I grew older.
那这个小小的火花呢就点燃这个小朋友的心啦，就是变成一个很猛的一个火了。
But anyway, to make my story short, I wanted to kill myself as well.
那长话短说，我也曾经想自杀过。
Yeah, I mean, a little child, I don't even remember how old I was, maybe 10.
或许当时我大约10岁。
And I wanted to kill myself.
那当时就有自杀的这个意念了。
And so I would hit my head on the wall, because the emotional pain is more painful than physical pain.
那还记得会将头撞在墙上啊，因为这个心里面的这个情感上的痛苦是比身体疼痛还要厉害。
And I still remember, there's very few things I remember in life, and this is one of them.
那回顾过去有很少的事情我能够记得，但是这个就是其中一个我记得的事情。
In Hong Kong, our flat faces a mountain, a hill.
那在香港，我们的公寓就面对着一个山丘。
Yeah, those of you who live in Hong Kong, maybe you know Kwai Chung, Sai Lei Bui.
那如果大家知道香港的地形啊，就是葵涌啊这个地方。
And as I was in the pit, in the very lowest point in a child's life, I was looking out the window.
那当时候作为一个儿童呢，心里面觉得很低沉呢。那我就往窗外去看。
And there was raining. It's like in Hong Kong, you're typhoon, right?
那外面刚好在下雨，有些时候有台风。
And I saw this watery curtain moving across.
那我就看到这个雨好像有一个这个窗帘一样的这个效果，
yeah.
这样子慢慢的。
It was moving. It was just moving.
慢慢的这个在移动。
It was so beautiful.
那看上去就很美丽。
But that's not the issue here. But God, I think, spoke to me. Well, you can say appeared to me.
那通过这样的景象呢？那神就向我说话，你可以说他向我显现。
It was no words.
那就没有一些的言语。
It's just like Pastor Albert, he's just next to me. I mean, he didn't say anything, but I know he's there.
那就比如说 Pastor Albert 站在我旁边了，那他没有说话的时候，那我也知道他在旁边。
And as it were, there was hope in this child's life.
那看到这个景象呢，就帮助我去感受到对我这个小朋友来说还有希望。
I had hope for living. I just the whole idea of whatever ending life just vanished.
那这样的经历就帮助我感受到这个人生是还有希望的，所以之前的那些自杀的意念就没有了。
Now, no one, I did not know the Bible.
当时候我不认识圣经。
It was just something happened.
那只是经历到的这样的一件事情。
Well, anyway, I cannot say that there is something like I mentioned before that I went to this Anglican primary school.
那后来我就去到了一个小学啦，就是一个圣公会办的小学。
And definitely there was some exposure to maybe songs.
在读小学的时候就会有一些接触到一些的圣诗啊。
But as I said, I don't remember.
但是我的记忆是很差的，所以我也记不得这些歌。
There's another thing I remember. Maybe I'll just share a little bit of the things I remember. Okay.
那还有另外一件事情我还记得。
I remember that maybe after the accident, I went to the library.
所以在发生这个意外之后呢，那我有一次去了图书馆。
I would borrow a book.
那我就会借书。
I would read a sentence.
那我会读一段话。
And as soon as I get to the end of the sentence, I've forgotten the beginning of the sentence.
那当我读到这个句话的结尾的时候，已经忘记开头在讲什么了。
So I have to keep going back.
那所以我要常常的回到前面。At
the end, I forget it. Never mind. I just go continue reading.
那但是我重复这样做还是记不得，那我就放弃了，我就继续读下去了。Yeah,
I would imagine because I don't remember. I would imagine that at that period of my life, a lot of kids would laugh at me.
因为我回忆记不得事情了，那我猜想当时候，可能身边的不少的这些的同学在嘲笑我。But
thankfully, I don't remember.
但是很感恩的就是我记不得。And
I remember also, there's one time even a bat came and bite my ear.
我还记得有一次有一只蝙蝠飞过来咬我的耳朵。Yeah,
I have evidence for it as well.
那我耳朵上面也有这个痕迹。
But again, it's a very vague memory. I don't remember.
但是这个记忆还是很模糊的。But
I think through all this that God indeed was really working.
但是透过这些看似困难的事情，那神在我生命中确实在工作。Slowly,
slowly, slowly bringing me to where He wants me to go.
那他一步一步的带领我去到他要引我领我到的地方。
Now, one of the things that happened to me was that if those who are from Hong Kong, you probably were not there because in 1975, Billy Graham went to Hong Kong.
那曾经在 1975年的时候, 一个著名的这个传道人就是 Billy Graham, 他就去到了香港葛培里。
But some of you may not know because Billy Graham is not that famous now.
那或许当中有一些人没有听过他的名字。It
was in that crusade, I think it would be, if I just calculate, it might be in grade 6 in my primary school that I went.
那当时候我的年纪大概是小学六年级了，那我就听到他的讲道。Probably
it was a school activity, you know, everyone in the school would go.
当时候可能是学校 举办的一个活动啦，就是每个人都会去。And
that was the first time I heard that a human being died for me.
那我头一次听到，曾经有一个人为我而死。And
died for my sins.
而且是为我的罪而死。Now,
it doesn't mean that you suffer that you don't sin, because you still sin, okay? Suffering to a child doesn't purify the child.
但是我们要留意，就是苦难本身并不会防止一个人不犯罪啊。Yeah,
but it might help us to know to be sensitive.
但是苦难却可以帮助一个人这个属灵的触觉是敏感的。But
we are still helpless.
但是我们自己还是无助的一个状态。So
I heard the preaching of Billy Graham. And I heard that there was this person called Jesus Christ who died for me. I was really, imagine if Pastor Albert died for me, I'm very touched.
所以当时对一个小朋友来说呢，听到这个葛培里的讲道说，曾经有一个人他叫做耶稣基督，他为我而死啊。那大家也可以想象，如果一个小朋友知道另外一人为他而死，那 这个是非常触动的,
isn't it? It doesn't even, you don't even know have to know who Jesus is, but just the fact that another person is willing to die for you, that was enough for me.
那如果我们去想的时候，有一个你不认识的人，他愿意去为你而死的时候呢，这本身是一个挺触动人的事情。As I said,
I don't even, I cannot say for sure that I went to the crusade, but is something like that in my head.
那所以我回想的时候，我不能百分之百确定我真的听到了葛培里牧师的讲道了，但是我好像依稀的记得这件事情。Yeah,
and thankfully I went to a Christian high school.
那当我去到中学的时候，我就去到一个基督教的学校。And
I think that also played a very important part in my spiritual so-called journey.
这也是我能够去 开始我的这个属灵生命的旅程当中啊，一个重要的一件事情。
And I think there were Christians in the school that invited me into the fellowship.
啊，当时候这个学校里面有一些的基督徒啊，他们就邀请我啊去参加一些的团契。
But I did not continue because my parents would discourage, I guess, me going. Because in Hong Kong, you basically lock in your house, you know, you're not supposed to go out. And we were very protective. There's iron gates in Hong Kong.
那虽然我参加了一段时间，但是父母亲就劝我不要去了，因为当时候的社会的情况就是大部分的这些青少年都留在家里面了。那好像就是家里面有铁门这样。
Yeah. Anyway, I think I only attend once. That's all. That's all. That's all.
我记得我猜我可能只是去了一次。
But anyway, it wasn't until that our family migrated to Canada, then God opened the way.
那直到我的家庭去移民到加拿大的时候呢，那神就打开另外一扇门。
How? Yeah, how?
那是如何他开启这样的一个路呢？
I find that many times in my life, it was those things that actually, humanly speaking, are not positive.
那我回顾过去的时候，我发现好多时候神工作的时候，就是我遇到一些人看起来不好的事情。
But God uses it for His purpose.
但是神却能够使用这些不好的经历去成就他的心意。
I'm referring to that. When I went to Canada, I met a group of friends.
那我说的就是，当我去到加拿大的时候，我就遇到了一群的朋友。
In university.
那当时是在大学。
So I made a big jump already. So now I'm in my university years.
那现在分享的就是大学发生的事情。
And this group of friends, one time they invited me to this person's cottage.
那我这些朋友有一次就邀请我去到另外一个朋友的一个小木屋。
Yeah, a cottage is simply someone is like a vacation home, a place where you go on holiday.
那这些的木屋就是当地人可能在一些比较美丽的地方有一些去度假的一些的住处。
In Canada, there are a lot of lakes.
在加拿大有不少的湖。
So you go canoeing, you have rowboat, you go there, you enjoy outdoor.
那这些湖畔啊，都可以有一些不同的活动啊，划船啊等等。
And so one time I went with them.
那有一次我就跟这些朋友去了。
And some of them went out to canoeing. They were already out in the lake, in the middle of the lake.
那有一些的朋友呢，他们就划船啦、在这个湖中这些。
And for some very strange reason, they asked me to swim to them.
那当时候这些朋友就说啊，你过来找我们啦，游过来。
And for some very strange reason, I thought that I could swim.
啊，当时候很奇怪的，我就以为我自己会游泳。
I mean, the most I swam was in a swimming pool.
那之前我游泳的经历都是在游泳池啦
，and not very good，
而且都不是游的很好。
And so why did I even respond to say, "Oh, they come, you swim to us"?
那所以当这些朋友叫我向他们游过去，那为什么会说好呢
？Moreover, I didn't even have a life jacket.
那当时候也没有这些救生衣啦。
Okay, so I swam.
所以我就开始游了。
Halfway，
游到一半的时候。
Have you ever felt that some part of your body don't listen to you?
有没有曾经经历过你的身体啊，就某一部分就不听你的话
？Sometimes you wake up in the morning, your arm is really numb.
有些时候早上起来的时候，你会发现手臂很麻。
So halfway there, half of my body did not listen to me.
那所以我游到一半的时候，就发现啊，我的身体的一半就不听我的指挥了。
And I think it has to do with the temperature of the water in Canada.
那这可能是跟加拿大湖水的温度是有关的。
But anyway, I don't understand.
那我不是完全的明白。
But as you can see, if your legs are not moving, what do you do?
所以当你的脚都不会这样踢水去游的时候，那怎么办呢？
You sink.
那当然你会沉下去了。And
if you sink, you cannot get up, you die.
那如果你沉下去起不来，那你就溺死了。And
then at that moment is another experience of God. That's why I talk about the fire. God has a way to, He waits for us.
那所以这个经历也帮助我去经历到神啊，所以之前我提到神赐下一个小小的火苗，那他一直都在等待着我们。But
at the moment of your crisis, that is the time you can exercise your faith.
那特别是当你碰到一些困难的时候，一些危险的时候，那就是你可以去运用你的信心的时候。Yeah,
I think I'm maybe Joshua's age. A little bit younger.
所以当时我可能跟 Joshua 是差不多年纪，可能比他再年轻一点。And
then I look up. In the sense that my heart was toward God.
那所以当时候在这个危险的情况底下，我就仰望了。Because
I knew God existed, right? Because of my past experiences.
那我就仰望神了，因为过去的经历当中，我敏感到神是存在的。And
I said to God, you know, if I die at this age, I haven't done anything. You wouldn't do that, would you?
那我就心里面对神说，你知道吗？如果我现在这么年轻就死了，那我基本上都没有做到任何的事情。You
wouldn't do that. And the answer came back right away. No, I won't do that.
那我就问他你会不会这样做呢？那我就得到答案，就是说我不会这样做。Of
course, I'm not talking about words. It's not just a flash of insight, you know.
那我说的不是真正耳朵听到声音，而是心里面接收到神的信息。So
immediately there was a escape plan.
所以马上就有一个逃生计划。So
what I okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to use my hands to pull myself up out of the water, catch as much breath of air as possible, and go back down, and then do as many times as possible.
所以这个计划呢，就是用我的手了，就是把我自己撑到这个水面上去呼吸了，那看看能够做多少次。
But you still die at the end, right? Because you cannot do this forever.
但是如果没有人来救你的话，那当然你最终都还会溺死了。But
the very last time that I was going down,
但是最终我快要没有力，不能够再上去的最后一次的时候。Let
me go backtrack a little bit.
我再回去一点点，再说多一点点。So
when I was waving my hand to my friends,
所以当我向我的朋友挥手的时候呢？
I don't know why when you're desperate, you can see the expression on the faces. They were laughing.
所以当这么危急的时候，当你生命有危险的时候，可能你的视力特别好，我当时就看到他们在笑。So
that's why they're laughing. Never mind, I'll just focus on doing this.
所以我就决定，我继续专心做我刚才说的这个逃生的计划。And
one of them managed to swim to me and... No. I think they didn't even... I forgot. Anyway, they were probably in the canoe and they came just about the time that I was going down.
所以最后呢，我相信我记得的就是他们还是划船过来了，就是当我快要没有力气再往下沉的时候，他们就真的来了。And
someone reached down the hand and then grabbed me.
那其中一个就伸出手去把我捞上来。It
became a little bit later, you know, it's very deep. I don't know whether they can find me, you know.
那如果他们再迟一步呢，那可能我已经沉到湖底了，因为这个湖也是挺深的。Now,
it made me serious, very serious after this.
那这个经历就帮助我，其实就开始认真起来。First,
for saving my life.
那首先就是神救了我。
Now, what are you going to do? You know, you owe God your life.
那你应该怎么做呢? 因为你欠神一条命。
Although I did not say, oh, you save me, then I'll go to church. It was too short for that. No time for that. Yeah.
那当时我在这个经历里面。我没有向神祷告说啊，如果你救我，我就去教会，没有时间去这么想。
But there's another reason, because at that period of my life, a friend, a high school friend, died in a car accident.
但是这个经历特别触动我，因为就是同一个时间呢，同一段时间，我的高中的同学呢，他就因着这个车的意外而丧生了。
He was a very, very nice kid.
那他就是人见人爱的一个少年。
Very good, like in the 90s, you know, the average is in the 90s.
那他的成绩也是非常好的，就是在90分以上。
And the accident was horrific.
而他发生的这个车的意外是非常惨的。
And how I knew it is just that I was talking to another friend.
那我怎么听到这个消息呢？就是和另外一个朋友讲话。
They were driving.
那他们就在开车了。
There is a family of four.
那他们一家人就出去了，总共四个人。
And the parents were sitting in the back.
那他的父母就坐在后座。
His sister is just next to him.
那这个朋友，他的妹妹就坐在他旁边。
And from if I remember correctly, was that the sister was thrown out of the car.
那如果我记得的清楚的话，就是他的妹妹后来就被甩出这个车了。
Died.
那当然也去世了。
And he was crushed by the steering wheel.
那我的这个朋友他死就是因为撞在这个方向盘上。
And that really shocked me because he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
那这个朋友的过世就很让我震惊了，因为他是一个好人。
And the parents survived.
那他的父母亲就活下来。
Now imagine the sorrow of the parents.
所以我们可以想象到他们的父母的这个伤痛。
In any case, I was asking, why did you preserve my life and let this person die?
那所以发生这个游泳的事情，我就去问神，那为什么这个朋友他走了，那你要，但是你存留我的性命呢？
And that question lingered in my mind for some time.
那这个问题就留在我脑海中有一段的时间。
And obviously, I did not very pursue the question very seriously.
那当时候我也没有真的非常认真的去求问这个答案。
The answer came 5 years later.
那五年之后呢？这个就答案就临到我了。
I was driving my car.
那当时我就开车。
And then I remember.
后来我就想起来。
I remember that when I was in high school, this Christian teacher invited me to a Bible camp.
那我就想起来在高中的时候，曾经有一个学校的基督教信基督教的老师就邀请我参加一个营会。
And there are two things I remember.
那有两件事情我记得。
One thing, I don't remember the Bible lessons. Okay, I don't remember.
所以我就记不得这些圣经的这些的内容。
The first thing I remember, there was a big rat that ran across the room.
我记得的就是在住的过程当中，有一只很大的老鼠就跑过这个宿舍。
Yeah, so that's one thing I remember.
那这就是其中一件事情我记得的。
There's another thing I remember is that I signed a sheet.
那另外一件事情我记得的就是我曾经签过一张纸。
It says that it's like a check, you know. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and so on and so forth. And then I sign my name.
那好像在上面有说啊，我相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，那为我死而复活啊等等啊。那在这个纸上面我就签了我的名。
In other words, is that God took his promise seriously.I'm going to keep, because we have made some kind of agreement. Yeah.
那所以换句话说，那神就遵守了这个承诺，因为在我们之间呢是有一些的这些的约定的。
So I think only in eternity, only God knows why this friend in high school died.
那可能在将来我才能够完全知道为什么。这个朋友啊，在当时候会丧生。
But as for me, I think God only preserved my life because He is faithful. He is the kind of God who will keep His promises.
那对于我来说呢，那我就明白为什么神去存留我的性命，因为其实神是一位信实的神，他是遵守承诺的神。
And I felt ashamed because I did not pursue Him. I came to Canada. I just did my own thing.
但是我想起这件事情的时候，那我就觉得很羞愧了，因为我来到加拿大之后，我就自己做自己的事情了，就完全忘记了。
But anyway, from that point on, I started to be serious with God. Yeah.
但是自从这个想起这件事情之后呢，那我就对神开始认真起来了。
Because I have a new concept of who God is like.
因为透过这些的经历，我有对神有一个全新的一个认识。
Now I think I have to jump very quickly because, yeah, I think, well, fast forward to the church, this Toronto Disciples Church.
那我时间缘故要再快快的分享了，那就来到就关于多伦多基督门徒会的这段时间。
So I came to know this church through a outreach, just like here what we're doing.
那当时候因着一些弟兄姐妹他们外展的缘故，我就认识了教会。
They have a summer camp.
当时候有一个夏令的这个营会。
Back in 86.
那是在86年的时候。
85 maybe.
或者是85年的时候。
Yeah, 85, because my wife joined in 86.
因为我自己的太太是86年那一次营会来的。
Anyway, I think I'd like to share this is very important because I think it really spoke to me because there is something that happened in the camp that, again, is another experience or encounter with God.
那我特别想和大家分享这个经历啦，因为也是一个很重要的一个经历，因为在营会当中我很深刻的经历到神。
Now, you remember the Old Testament story about Moses.
或许当中会有人记得在旧约里面说起这个摩西的经历。
Remember the burning bush?
你还记得他遇见神的时候是见到一个这个燃烧的荆棘。
Before he was called to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, he suddenly encountered this bush that is burning and yet is not burned up.
那在他回应神的呼召去带以色列民出埃及之前呢，有一次在旷野，他就看到一个很奇特的景象，就是有一个荆棘去在燃烧，但是却没有被烧坏。
Yeah, I think remember that Yahweh spoke to Moses and says that this is the holy ground. You have to take off your shoes.
那当摩西近前去看的时候，那神就对他说话，就说这个你在的地方是圣地啊，你要将你的鞋子脱下来。
Now in those days, our camp is very long. It's a whole week.
在当时候的年代呢，这个教会办的夏令营会是很长的，就是一个星期。
We really enjoy it because it lets you to be quiet.
那也是一个我们非常享受的一段时间啊，因为有时间安静。
And that was the first time I met Pastor Lucy.
那这也是我第一次碰到 Pastor Lucy.
And many co-workers who is in the early full-time teams.
还有其他就是早期的这些同工队伍的这些同工们。
Now, I brought a friend to the camp.
那我当时就邀请一个朋友来参加夏令营。
And she brought her brother.
那我的朋友就带他的哥哥来。
She is a very good friend of mine.
那这个我的好朋友是我的其中一个好朋友。
One that had gone to saw me almost drown. Yeah.
那当时候他也看到我就差点要淹死的其中一个朋友。
Now, guess what happened?
那大家猜猜发生什么事情?
Her brother was playing with a broken glass.
当时候他的哥哥就玩起一些碎掉的玻璃。
Younger brother, younger brother.、Yeah.
当时他弟弟就在玩一些破掉的玻璃。
Now, in the camp, there are nurses.
那在这个营会里面呢，有一些人参加的人是护士。
But she was very concerned, so at the end, they went to a clinic to the hospital and then went home.
那因为他的弟弟就可能玩玻璃受伤了，那就有一些担心他的情况了，所以最终他们就去诊所就回家了。
So I had no distractions in the camp now because my friend is no longer there.
那我就变成一个人在营会了，那个我朋友已经走了，
So it gave me a lot of time to think.
所以就给我很多的时间去思想。
And so I was thinking, I was walking.
当时我就在思考啊，也在走路。
And we had a campfire.
而当时候因为这个营会有一些的活动啊，就有一个营火。
So the day after the campfire, I went back to where the fire was.
所以前一天啊是晚上可能有这个营火的晚会啦。那隔天呢，那我当时走路去思想的时候，就回到这个有营火的地方。
And it doesn't look like it looks like it's already extinguished.
那看上去起来就是已经熄了。
And so I used a stick to open it.
那我就用一个树枝打开这个之前引火的地方。
And I noticed it's still burning.
那我就发现，哇，怎么还在燃烧呢？
And God spoke to me again.
当时候神就再次向我说话了。
Look at this charcoal.
他就说，看这个木炭。
When they stay together, it is burning.
当他们一起聚在一起的时候，就可以燃烧。
But if you move them apart, they will die slowly.
但是如果你把它拿走呢，那慢慢就熄灭了。
And I don't know what the connection is, but right after that, I wanted to be baptized.
那我也不知道为什么有这样的关联了，但是有这个经历以后呢，那我就非常想要受洗。
The first time I went to the camp and I wanted to be baptized and I have to do the counseling and then they approve.
那所以是我第一次参加营会了。那参加完营后，我就想受洗。那当然也有一些导师去了解我的情况了。后来他们就同意了。
I didn't know what I was getting into.
当然我不知道自己在想什么。
I didn't go through commitment training, the church here. I did not go through any other training. I just want to be baptized. I just want to respond to him, as it were.
所以当时就神就很触动我了，所以我是很热心的想要受洗了，还没有接受一些圣经的训练，比如说委身训练。
But as you can see, God has done a lot of work before this.
但是大家或许都可以敏感到，在这之前呢，其实神在我生命中已经做了不少的工作了。
Now, what I wanted to say, I think my time is also almost to the end, is that I can see that looking back, I can see that God is always drawing us. You know, He's attractive. You know, we are not trying to push religion to people, but basically, it is God, because of His goodness, that we want to follow Him.
那因为我的时间也差不多了，那在结束之前呢，我想和大家去分享了，其实神呢，他是怎么样帮助我们认识他的呢？其实他是在吸引我们去认识他，因为他本身就是这么的美好。
And of course, becoming a Christian doesn't mean the end, it's just the beginning.
而当然，成为一个基督徒，成为一个神的儿女子民并不是一个结束了，而是一个开始。
And the big part of it is about growing up.
那当中其中一个重要的一点呢，就是需要成长。
And as I said, the foundation of the spiritual life is that we have to give our hearts to God.
那其实我们跟神关系的这个根基呢，就是我们需要将心去给神。
As it were, let God's fire ignite us.
那另外角度来看，就是让神的火在我们心中可以被点燃烧起来。
And there's a lot of growing up. Yeah.
那在过程当中也很多需要我们不断的成长。
Now, I'm not boasting. Actually, I'm saying this is there's a reason why I said this. Because after my baptism, I've gone through the training consecutively in a very short span of time. I've finished almost all the trainings the church can give.
那当然我不是要去夸耀什么，是之后呢，我受洗之后呢，在一段短的时间呢，那就接受了教会所给 不同的这些培训训练了，那就差不多都上完了。
Okay, you have PT.
那你有基本训练。
You have IT.
有终极训练。
And then the CT follows, because in those days it was just the beginning of CT. There was no CT initially.
哦，那当时候后来就也有上这个尾声训练了，因为当时候这个尾声训练才刚刚开始。
And so what happened?
所以后来发生什么事情呢？
Too much food.
那就是食物太充足了。
You get indigestion.
那就会消化不良。
And I felt that it was indigestion, you know.
那我就感受到确实有一点消化不良。
So my head was getting very big, but my heart is shrinking.
那头就好像越来越大，但是心就越来越小了。
So I there's something that is not right, I said to myself.
那我就知道我对自己说，那有一些事情不正常了。
And of course, the things in the world also affects you, right?
那另外一方面，世界上的一些的事情呢，也会影响我们。
Your work, your family, all these things have a way to, as it were, cool you, yeah, lower the temperature, as it were.
那比如说你的工作有些时候你要照顾家人那这些事情呢，都可能使你对神的火热。可以去变得冷淡下来。
So as you can see today, I cannot just since I don't remember, I cannot tell my say much anyway.
那因为我记忆的缘故呢，那我也不能够跟大家分享太多了。
But before I close, I just want to say two things.
但是我结束之前呢，我还想分享两点。
The first thing is that I came to there was a period of my life I was stuck spiritually.
那其实我属灵生命的这个成长过程当中呢，有一段的时间是停滞不前的。
I had no experience of God.
那我就在那段时间经历不到神。
Although I was going to church.
纵然我是参加教会。
As I said, I received a lot of training.
刚才也提到之前我已经接受过很多的不同的训练。
The question is not how much training we have, but how we have applied the training, or I should say, how God applied the training in our lives.
那其实关键不是在乎你接受了多少的训练，而是你是怎么运用在生命当中，又或者是正确的来说是神怎么样帮助你运用在你的生活当中。
So I cry out to God.
所以当时候我就向神去呼求。
What should I do? What should I do?
我应该怎么做呢？我应该怎么办？
It came to me that quit your job.
那神就回应我说辞职吧。
Really?
我就说真的吗？
It was a good job.
因为是一个好的工作。
But I said that either I stay in this situation or I quit my job. Yeah.
那后来我就敏感到如果我继续工作呢，那就会永远停在这样的状态里面呢，要不然就是辞职。
My first son was only one.
Sorry?
My first son was only 1 year old.
那我的大儿子呢，当时候只有一岁。
To quit my job means that he might stop, you know?
那如果辞职呢，那就可能会说，那怎么去养活他呢？
I was very selfish. I wasn't even thinking about the son.
那可能当时我的专注就不是在想我的家人了，只想我的情况。
I was quite desperate.
因为觉得确实很危险的一个情况。
And the money in the banking account will only last for about 2 months.
那当时我在银行的存款大约只有两个月，维持两个月的时间。
I said either the fire die or I cannot let the fire die.
那我就对自己说，那我对神的这个火，要不然就熄灭，要不然。我要做一些事情才不会让它熄灭。
So, I mean, it was a good job because I was working for the university and all my children would get free education.
那我说这个是一个好的工作啦，因为当时我为这个大学去工作，那其实就等于说我的孩子们呢，他们也有免费大学教育的机会。
But I don't think it mattered to me at that time. Yeah.
但是当时候对我来说这些对比起来都不重要了。
But as you can see, I'm still standing here. That means that, yeah, I think it is because of that I'm still standing here.
但是今天大家看得到我还站在这里了， yeah. 那原因就是当时我做的这个决定了，要不然你可能看不到我了。
I wonder what would have happened if I said that, never mind, you know. I mean, a bit like Abraham, well, don't go out to Haran, you know. It is, you know, it's God's promise, that the promised land for you, but you know, you really have to, it's just too much trouble, it's too troublesome.
那我去想了，如果我当时没有做这个决定，会发生什么情况呢？ 那就好像亚伯拉罕听到了神的呼召，去离开自己的老家，要往应许地去了。那他可能就在想，只是一个应许而已。那他就没有走。Yeah,
but coming back to the verse that I just mentioned in the beginning, it was Yahweh who preserved this house.
那 回到我们最初读的那段经文呢，那确实是亚伟神他自己去保护、保守这个他建造的房子。To
preserve this family.
去保护这个家庭。And
of course, later on, I was, this will be another, today we won't go into it, but of course there's a lot of other things that happen after that.
那当然在这之后发生好多不同的事情了，那可能今天就没有时间去分享。
Yeah, so how I became serving the Lord?
特别是关于我怎么样加入到全时间服侍神的这个行列。
Yeah, coming back, you really have to think about it. My brain is not like other people's brain.
所以回想，那确实很奇妙啊，因为我的头跟其他人的不一样。
I mean, why was I even accepted?
那为什么接受我去全时间服侍？
Yeah, I really wonder, you know, God, you are very, very patient.
那所以我也觉得很奇妙了，因为就看到神是这么样的忍耐。
Because so long as you're willing, God will give us time.
那只要你愿意的时候呢，那天父都愿意去等待我们。
Maybe it would take me 5 times the things that I do with another person.
那或许我要做其他人能够做的事情，要花5倍长的时间。But
yeah, the question is on that willingness, the response.
但是神所看重的是你是否愿意啊，你是否愿意回应。So
you can see why that I served in Indonesia for 10 years.
所以大家可能会知道，看得见为什么可以在印尼去服侍10年。I didn't
do much.
那我服侍当中也没有成就到太多。But
God is willing. God is willing to let you serve.
但是神却他有这样的怜悯了，带领我去服侍他。
God doesn't look at your performance or how many, yeah. But it is that it's your love that He's looking at.
那所以神没有很明，就是只是看这个成绩单。 而是他是看你是否对他有全然的回应，有一份的爱。I
only had 2 disciples, 3 actually.
所以在这10年的过程当中，我就帮助三个朋友们去成为门徒。3，所以3个。For
10 years.
所以10年当中有3个人去回应。God
lead them to serve God. 2 of them went on to serve God.
但是当中有两位就继续去全时间的服侍了。But
I have nothing to boast.
但是我就看这件事情就觉得没有什么夸口。Because
these few people were willing to stick with me for 10 years. I saw them from high school until they got married.
那10年当中我看着他们从高中生一直到他们结婚。So
in other words, what I'm saying is that it took me a long time to even pass that fire on.
那我想分享的就是，那我要将这个对神的火热去分享给人，那也是花了好长的时间。So
I think this should be encouragement for all of us.
那这件事情呢，那我生命中的这些神的工作，希望可以带给大家鼓励。No
matter what our capacity,
不论我们的这个程度啊，我们能够成就的是多少。If
we're willing to let God use us.
如果我们愿意，将自己献给神，去让他来使用。
He will.
他一定会用的。
Yeah, so I think I'll end here.
那我的时间到了，我要在这里结束。
As you can see, it's not very organized.
那大家可以看到，不是非常的有次序。
Yeah, but I think just to remember that it is the fire. It's always the presence of God working.
那我想大家记住的就是要保守你对神的这个火热了，因为是神在你心中去保护，保守你对他爱的心。
We may not understand it.
或许你还有很多事情不明白。
We may not be able to express it.
或许有些你不明白的事情你也说不出来是什么。
But if it's our experience, it will speak to people around us.
但是如果是你真实经历到神在你生命中的带领跟工作呢，那这就可以成为你和别人分享的一个宝贵的一件事情。Okay,
so let's close in prayer.
让我们一起结束祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, our God, Yahweh.
我们的天父，我们的神，Yahweh。
We want to thank you that you understand our need.
我们要感谢你，因为你深知我们每一个人的需要。
And you came down to our level to meet that need.
而且你来到我们的程度，去满足我们的需要。
Indeed, even before we were born, you were planning.
确实，当我们还未出生之前，你对我们已经有美好的计划。To
save us from ourselves.
要去拯救我们脱离自我中心的生命。And
to save us and to incorporate us in this new creation.
而你的心意是要带领我们，能够使我们可以成为你新创造中的一份子。A
new creation where your love is the one that who binds all things together.
因为带领我们去到这个新的创造里面，是你的爱使到一切可以连接在一起。Yeah,
indeed, may your kingdom come.
所以愿你的国度降临。Yeah,
may this kingdom indeed glorify your name in these last days.
也愿你的国度可以在这个末后的世代将荣耀都归给你。Hear
our prayer.
求你听我们的祷告。Accept
our thanks.
也悦纳我们献上的感谢。
Amen.
Amen.